This one right here is definitely for the grown folks. Alright? So, put the kids to bed. With the boys. With that being said, we done smoked all the smoke. We done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke. Drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I'll put that on the hood. Feels so good.
From the jump, when you fuck it with me, we could drink a little drink, we could smoke a little weed. The party just started and your body looking right, but now we're trying to fuck and I'ma get it by the night. But right now we chilling, so now you gotta pass. But when that blunt on, was popping with that ass. Passion of a poet, I want it, so drop it. I smashing that, you know, and I'm on it like I got it. Lights, camera, action is cracking. Yeah, I'm strapped up, light skinned, attractive, long hair with a fat butt. What? Baby, what it do? You can bring your friend, she can get it too. Weed is not me, I'm just trying to fuck. You done smoke all the weed and drink my drink up. You a pretty little thing, so come and make me happy. Just answer one question, is we fucking?
Yeah, we done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I put that on the hood. Feels so good.
Cracking with your girl, looking good, smelling right. Yeah, you got me drooling. Can you satisfy my appetite? Anytime, day or night. Dagger needs a lot of loving. Pay attention to me for a minute while I tell you something. I don't play them silly games. Smoking weed and getting paid. Y'all people guessing wrong. It's like a game of charades. Dagger's waiting, come and get it. And I'll show you why I'm abusive to the pussy. Cause I beat it up and tear it down slow. Need a shovel cause I dig deep. You hear a lot of noise. Cause she can't speak. Bed or the backseat. Yours, mine, doesn't matter. Want me up in it, then I'ma wrap my dick and throw. Without a butt, I like to pull hair, slap at the titty grab. Got a choking cause she deep throat.
I ain't feeling bad.
This is what the dagger do, you can't hang, gotta go.
What I do, dagger.
Let's review the video. We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good. I put that on the hood. Feels so good.
Mama got a thing going on like Mrs. Jones. Never bottoms couldn't cover that ass, I still see your thong. By all means, get your swang on. Watch you shaking in every angle. Gets no cash, I guess you want a tangle. The way you pop it is ridiculous. The faces exchange, but the sex will be consensual. I'm a winner, not a cheat. Hood instead of flossy. We boogie at the club or hood walk at house parties. We posted, girl, you and the homies hanging ferocious. Could smoke a size you up or not while we talking. I hope you into different things. Pull your head, bend your spleen with a guillotine. West Moss, a penny dropper, right at there. Anything else is obsolete. Ride a Mackin', baby. It's all in my jeans. Don't be specking the ring because you gave an ass some pussy. Bad guy, good with the magic stick. Motivation got you hot and by the weight. And the folks say we skating. Process of elimination, seduction, intoxication. Jumping in the shadow, begin the blazing. On our way to our fucking destination.
We done smoked all the smoke, we done drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think? We done smoked all the smoke, drank all the drink at the end of the night. What the fuck do you think now?
Is we fucking?
Hell yeah, we fucking.
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 Feels so good, I put that on the hood. Feels so good, and I put that on the hood.
So did you. You're supposed to be kissing my ass, like when I get in trouble and I owe you the movies and I owe you to take you, you're supposed to be kissing my motherfucking ass, ho. And you think this shit is a game, like this is what you is, ho. Take that shit back to the east side, you trick. You seen that? I seen your phone come up, ho. You recording it? You got all that? You just get that? I'm loud, I'm telling. I want you to show it to anybody. I ain't threatening you. I seen your phone come up, you dummy. That's how you right here. I ain't gonna talk loud no more, because you're only right here. Trick. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, you two-timer. Yeah, I said it, you two-timer. You don't know how to keep one man, you two-timer. I seen your phone come up. Did you get that? Yeah, you recording that? Think I don't know what you're doing. That's how dumb your ass is. You do shit, you fuck off over me, and then you get an attitude. You supposed to be kissing my ass, Tia. You ain't supposed to have no attitude in your life after what the fuck you done did. You had the nerves and audacity to try to get an attitude and record it. Did you get it? Did you get it? You trick. You want me to say some more? What you want me to say? I ain't threatening you. Because I ain't going to never threaten you because I don't hit bitches.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V. Hold on, she's going to get my co-host there. Hold on. Wait for it. Queen, how you feeling?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm as good as I can be, I guess. Like I said, no complaining. Alive, breathing, although I'm getting tired of saying that. If that's all I got to look forward to is being alive and breathing. But, hey, it could be a lot worse, I guess. Oh, shit. What's going on your end of things?
Nothing. Actually, I'm just chilling right now. I spent my day chilling. I'm done with school. Got finals on out the way. So I've been chilling.
Sounds good, sounds good. Well, of course, if y'all tuned in tonight, it is West Coast Wednesday, Trump Nights. And y'all know here we talk about adult matters and adult topics and just try to get y'all through the rest of the week. And, of course, as I got to start off, as I always do, shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz and Shea, because, again, without her, there's no West Coast Wednesdays, no Slap Sundays, no Fuck You Fridays, no Triple M Show, and no Triple M Show, and I forgot a show. Hold on. West Coast Wednesdays, Fuck You Fridays, Slap Sundays, Triple No, that's everything. Triple M Show on Monday. None of that would be going down if Bang Out Radio wasn't in effect. So thank you very much, boss lady. Also, all independent artists. Again, you guys out there doing your musical thing, without y'all doing that, we wouldn't have shit over here to play. We wouldn't have nothing to have a rotation. And y'all know how I hate regular music. All right? Well, not like that, but I mean, just the shit that's out there right now. I mean, it bothers me. But thank y'all. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing. Keep sending me music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com, or you can send it to Queen V as well, even though I'm still going to get it. But hey. Maybe you want to send it to her. Let them know where they can send it, Queen.
Queen V, BEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is Queen V1991@gmail.com.
So whoever y'all send it to, just make sure y'all get it at the Bang Out Radio. We will find a place for it, and it will be in rotation. Don't get it twisted, all right? And then last but not least, like always, anybody out there that just takes the time out of their day to, again, support the show, support these artists that's, just enjoys the show, enjoys what we talk about, likes what we talk about, even if you don't like what we talk about, and you're able to tune in and just don't like what you hear, but you want to hear what you got to hear or want to hear, then I don't know. It's just weird. But just anybody out there listening, like I'm saying, because especially after all that time, like I said, I'm through apologizing, got my apologies out all week, we're right back in rotation with the shows, and like again, we're not going to go anywhere. But what I do love about the whole thing is that y'all acting like, you know, the show ain't went nowhere. The numbers are still where they were when we left, and that just shows that y'all are riding with us and y'all dedicated with us. So thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And like I said, keep doing what y'all are doing and keep talking about the show. That's all y'all got to do. I want Bang Out Radio to, you know what I mean, I want anything that's got to do with independent artists or reality, you know what I mean, the realest radio station out there as well, or the spot where all independent artists get their music played, because I guarantee that shit. Either way, I want Bang Out to Radio to be that, all right? So as long as y'all talking about the show, keep spreading word about the show. I see y'all liking the show on y'all Facebooks and everything like that. Just do me one more favor. If you like it, if you click the like button, go over two more spaces, and there's the share button, all right? Click the like button, then go click the share button, and just share it one good time, all right? That's all I ask. Let's just take it one step further, all right? Because I see y'all liking the show. Now just share it, you know? It's just one more extra button. You know what I mean? Y'all on Twitter and everything like that, share it on your Twitters. You know, whatever y'all do, spread word about the show. Let these independent artists know. If you know an independent artist that needs a place to get their shit played. Or, you know, they need another place to get their shit played. Tell them to holler at me, all right? Either way, us. Tell them to fuck with Bang Out Radio, because like I keep saying, y'all, this is where the number one spot for independent artists all around the world, you know, everywhere, no matter. They just send it to me, all right? And it is reality radio. I know we keep it real. We keep it 1,000% over here. You never know what you're going to hear. You never know what we're going to talk about. But when we get there, you're going to find out, and we all going to find out together, all right? You can't beat reality radio, all right? So, yeah, those are the introductions. And we're going to get into some brand new artists. Especially courtesy of my co-host right here, Queen V. I really, like I said, y'all, I'm going to get the music either way. If y'all want to send it to her, she's going to send it to me, and I still get it. But, hey, she sent me some new shit right here. Got Young Stash in the building. I like this track right here. Way to go. Hold on. And y'all got to excuse me as well. We may have a few delays or something like that today because I'm working on one computer, and it's not the faster of my computers, and I'm stealing somebody's Wi-Fi. You know, you got to park a certain place just to get the Wi-Fi from somewhere. Like, that's what I'm kind of doing right now. I found a Wi-Fi that wasn't locked up. But, I mean, at any time, you know, anything could happen. But right now, we good. We rolling. And almost got it. Where's he at? There we go. And we're going to start it off like this right here. Young Stash featuring Solo. So Hot. West Coast Wednesday. Trump Nice, Dagger, Queen V. We'll be right back.
Say like you. All these bitches bad, man, that's why they come to me. Spot a bad bitch, she got her eyes glued to me. She say she wanna leave, I say I need a freak. She say she wanna fuck a real nigga like me. All these bitches bad, man, that's why they come to me. Spot a bad bitch, she got her eyes glued to me. She say she wanna leave, I say I need a freak. She say she wanna fuck a real nigga like me. That's what your main bitch say. Took her to the back for the escapade. And I had it going both ways. Say she was starstruck in a maze. Swear it was a flux, man, I saw waves. Gave her that D, she gave me praise. Put it on a good, what can I say? Nigga, on this elite shit, so I'm on the grind all day. Bad chick on my side, fuck around and be my lucky day. Power moves, watch me. Elite Supreme OG. XL on me. Young nigga so clean. I'm a chick, man, and your bitch is tracking, so we do this shit every day. Showing out cause I'm prime time, a young Deion Sanders okay. In A-Town, getting paid. Real nigga don't play. Nigga talking down, I put your bitch anyway.
All these bitches bad, man, that's why they come to me. Spot a bad bitch, she got her eyes glued to me. She say she wanna leave, I say I need a freak. She say she wanna fuck a real nigga like me. All these bitches bad, man, that's why they come to me. Spot a bad bitch, she got her eyes glued to me. She say she wanna leave, I say I need a freak. She say she wanna fuck a real nigga like me.
All my bitches bad, I had to put their ass in time out. We was talking too much, I gave her my dick, she closed her mouth. By Mary, kept tripping, I was like, bitch, can get this whipping. This Sasha, keep crying, gave so much head, she lost her mind. That's enough about these hoes, I was raised on that money rule. Just get money, stay true, if you don't live by it, then fuck you. Got a pocket full of them big faces, you ain't stunting, I'm being frank. I got a big mansion, a black butler, James Avery, I fill up bank. I got a black chick, Asian porn star, Hispanic driver in a white car. I'm on hot pursuit, cause she run for my dick like a fucking cop car. Party hard like a rock star, one life to live, gotta go hard, gotta go far. Gotta show these niggas that I'ma kill the game and I got
all these bitches bad, man. And that's why they come to me. Spot a bad bitch, she got her eyes glued to me. She say she wanna leave, I say I need a freak. She say she wanna fuck a real nigga like me. All these bitches bad, man, that's why they come to me. Spot a bad bitch, she got her eyes glued to me. She say she wanna leave, I say I need a freak. She say she wanna fuck a real nigga like me.
Money talk, these hoes follow. She looking good, I'ma make her swallow. Black diamonds, they fucking red. And I'm what she likes, so she fucking stare. I'm turning up, no BS, bitch. I'm speeding fast, catch me, bitch. With your chick, doing tricks. Super ass freak, spit on my shit. Do it big like it's nothing, bitch. These niggas hating, I'm getting rich. Think you beating me, you fucking sick. Might need magic, I'm the future, bitch. I like taking over, at least shit. It's a homicide, we chillin' shit. I need a big picture, I'm about to get it. Home running, I'm about to hit it. Triple D. Straight out the club, so they don't want no beat. Talking down, you get mashed up. These niggas won't see me. Go poop, run the town like a G. Flip your girl like a freak.
Put it
down. Then make a fuck to
the all these bitches bad, man, that's why they come to me. Spot a bad bitch, she got her eyes glued to me. She say she wanna leave, I say I need a freak. She wanna fuck a real nigga like me.
All these bitches bad, man, that's why they come to me.
Spot a bad bitch, she got her eyes glued to me. She say she wanna leave, I say I need a freak. She say she wanna fuck a real nigga like me.
Elite Supreme Music.
Thank you. the other side of the room. On a dance floor, when I thought the teeth walking over to me, ever so slowly, as we go another decade behind me. Where's my girl? Cause she got a homie. What's the plan? I said, we're not lonely. I got a man, she got a man. So tell me again, what's the plan? Tired of whack, stuff like Jigga. My shit fly, better ask my nigga. I'm top model, top shit, pop bottle, high drink, crisp. She's like when I got on, I'm not free, so you better holler. She's a hoe, better wear your collar. Romeo, another girl, so got a slip drink. Now look, you flash.
Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday is hump night. Dagger, Queen V, still good?
Of course.
Just making sure. And now, like I said, I guess we can officially begin. Like I said, thanks for the new music, Queen. Like I said, I don't know why they wanted to, didn't want to send it to me, but it's okay. As long as we get it here on Bang Out Radio, that's all that matters. But thank you. That's right. It's gonna be a long night. I got no drink, I got no weed, I got some weed in the car, but I gotta get to it during one of my breaks. So we got maybe on the next musical trip. But I don't know. What I've been thinking about lately, I've been really thinking about or at least what I want to talk about tonight, at least overall, I guess, is just really relationships. Because you know what a girl told me today is that winter is the time that people actually mostly hook up. And I didn't really think about that until, you know, never really think about something until somebody actually presented it in a certain way. Now, because what she told me was that it gets cold, and, you know, during the wintertime it gets really cold and shit. Girls be looking for guys to, like be laid up with and, you know, get through these cold nights. So that's why a lot of relationships start during the winter times and, you know, people engage, a lot of engagements happen, and, you know, a lot of things like that. I don't know. What do you think, Queen? You think the weather affects relationships?
Do I think? Yes, huh? And no. I mean, like, I don't know how to answer that because you're like, yes, because am I that girl that'd be like, oh, man, it's cold outside. I wish I had somebody to cuddle with. Heck yeah. Because, you know, it do be cold in my room. And, you know, I don't want to have to always put on socks and having to throw that extra blanket on. I'd rather have somebody next to me so I can cuddle. So, yeah. But, I mean, like, I don't know. Does that affect how I feel about somebody and, you know, wanting to push the issue on us being together? I mean, right now I'm not rushing. But, I mean, if timing is right, then, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I was just curious. Because I also noticed that, too, because, I mean, they say a lot of relationships come together in the winter, but they break up over the summer, you know? and the craziest reason, because, I mean, over the summer, you know, girls are out there wearing less, you know, showing off a whole lot more, and people are more prone to do things like that. At least, like, this is what I've heard, just to start off with this. But I just found that kind of interesting. Cause
I mean, that is kind of true, though, when you think about it. No, for real. I mean, let's be honest, like, that is true. Like, when you look around, people are like, okay, now everybody's like, yeah, my dude this and my dude that or my girl this, and now everybody's all in love. But when it's summertime, it's like, that no longer matters anymore.
So, yeah, it's just crazy. Like I said, it's all, no. I mean, as far as relationship goes, I mean, for Dagger, it just seems like it's gonna be weird. Not really weird. It's just that there's so many questions that I have as far as relationships go, and I don't know what to base my decisions on when it comes to relationships. You know, I mean, like I was saying, like how do I word this? I mean, there's just a lot of things that go into relationships. I mean, and I feel like people rush into these things really fast, really quick. And it's just funny because I'll see people that'll be like, oh, I'm in a relationship, and then the next week be out of it that fast. It's like, you know, yeah, there's a reason for that. You know, like, you didn't know the motherfucker you was dealing with. Like, or people get ganged up for all kind of shit, or, you know, it's just, I don't know if it's more so me that I'm going to have serious issues with being in a relationship, because I guess, or if it's going to be me finding somebody to be in a relationship with. I don't know which one's going to be harder. So that's where I'm at with things right now, because at least looking at what I'm going through or what I have gone through, I mean, it's, I don't know. What's your take on relationships, Queen? How do you feel about relationships? I mean, is this something that people need to strive for? Because, I mean, I look at people in the relationships, and there are very few relationships out there that actually work. Now, shout out to those that are actually in the relationship,
right,
working out, you know what I mean? You love your dude, you do love you, y'all doing y'all thing or whatever, by all means, keep doing what y'all doing, enjoy it. I'm not trying to say it like that. But there are a lot of people out here, probably listening, that are in the relationships that ain't got no business being in it, or you're in a rel- relationship for some other reason. Like, you're dealing with this person because you're trying to get something out of them, you're trying to do this, that, and you got somebody else on the side or whatever and everything like that. Y'all know who y'all are as well. So that's not, you know what I mean? So we're all in this, we're all talking here.
Right.
But that's the clincher for me, is because can you ever, I guess the number one question is, can you ever really completely trust somebody? Because that's the bottom line in any relationship, I feel. That's one of things is trust.
I mean, I don't know, like, okay, this is my take on relationships right now. As of right now, I mean, I'm talking, you know, I'm exclusively with somebody, I guess, dating. I don't know what you call that. But, I mean, I don't know how to describe it. It's just, I mess with him, he mess with me, you know, whatever. But I'm not rushing right now. I've been through that, you know, where I've been through where I was hurt and all that other stuff. I'm not in the mood to play that game anymore. You know, I'd rather take it slow and it be something that's real than to turn around and go through the same crap that I had been through before. You know, if y'all know Queen Z, I spent 4.5 years in a relationship with somebody and ruined, you know, it just ruined everything. So, I mean, I'd rather wait and know what's up for real than to, you know, push the issue with somebody that I may like and it may not happen the way that I want it to happen. You know, so that's my take on it. Do I want one? Of course I do. Every girl wants every girl fantasy thing, but no, I'm not right now. I'm not into the Russian thing.
Okay, so after 646-2044, you got Dagger and Queen, what it do?
Hey, yo, what it do, man? Lying all day. Y'all already know.
Yeah, lying in the building.
I'm
<day.
lying.
laughs> How y'all doing? How you doing, Queenie? Man,
I'm good. How about you?
Especially shout-out to the Lion here. I'm sorry, man. Shout-out to the ladies representing the Lions there, man. That shit, man, I had to look like, oh, shit. Like, okay. Shout-out to the Lions ladies right now, man. Y'all had me looking. You know, it's rare that Dagger comments on shit. You know what I mean? But I had to say something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Nah, but for sure, Lion, what's going on here with the things, man? I see the whole crew in there, man. Young Kicks, man. Shout out to the whole Lions dead out there, y'all. Y'all to keep doing what y'all doing, man. What's going on, man? Update your boy.
There's a few people missing, but I've been waiting to get those photos together for the longest, and I finally got the time to work on them, so I did. I mean, shit. Ain't much, man. Just still grinding, doing my thing. Same shit, different day. Music all day. That's the love of my life. Fucking. Yo, shout out Ashton Martin and congratulations, bro. That hustle,
hey,
that grind, doing your damn thing. I better hear you doing your damn thing, Ashton. Shit. And if he ain't listening, somebody need to tell him because I know a bunch of his fans are. So.
Oh no, everybody's like, y'all, I kind of love it. I love it all day, man. Whenever anybody, because like I said, Ashton's been around from the jump. You've been around from the jump. Anytime any of my people that come through and fuck with me and get on like that, man, it's like shit, man. I'm definitely proud because it just shows. That's the one thing people don't realize is that hard work, dedication. If you're real about yours and what you do, mm-hmm. and you stick to it, it's gonna happen. You know, it may not happen right now, man. Actually, let me not even lie. It may not happen at all. You know what I mean? There is a bit of luck involved in certain things, too. And I'm not saying my nigga Aston Martin is lucky or anything like that. Like I said, my man got real talent. He got a drive. He's out there on the grind. You know what I mean? So, but it's not one of those things that's going to be handed to you. You know what I mean? Everybody got to work for what they want, no matter what it is. So, there's just, and motherfuckers be wanting to give up and shit and everything like that. Like I said, you can't do that. If this is something you act, that, and that shows you, who's playing with this shit and who's real about this shit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? If you real about shit, then it doesn't. Because like I said, speaking of, we just said Ashton Martin for a second. Like, I mean, that man was on his Juice Trail production. You know, he got his record label group and everything like that. I mean, he was going through some shit. He always checked in with me. You know, he's calling me from this road, that road, this show, that show. You know what I mean? You got to do that. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody going to. All y'all out there just really just on Facebook or
Reverb Nation and this, that. It helps, but you got to hit that concrete.
You got to be out there. You got to let niggas know who you are. And this is another, if I can, I'm sorry, Dagger, but I want to throw out some advice because dudes, like, they go out there, they put a song up, and they share it once, two, three times, or whatever. Nah, you need to, if someone hears your name once or twice, they're not really thinking about you like they think about these mainstream dudes, because you hear Lil Wayne every fucking day. You hear Rick Ross every day. You hear these names every day. People aren't going to remember your name. You have to do promotion, man. You have to get out there. People have to know who the fuck you are. If they don't know who the fuck you are, they're not buying your music. They're not listening to you. You'll go out there and hustle. There are promotion sites online for independent artists where you could pay them $20 and they'll do, like, I don't know, like 5,000 tweet blasts for you and shit, so people could just know who you are. And you could pay, you could set up where you could set it up for 6 months to a year, whatever, and just have it consistently promoting for you. And there's companies that do this online. Look it up. Get your shit together, guys. Let's go, man.
Yeah, and I want, like I said, I want everybody, like I said, and I want everybody to get started to get something going for yourself again, because I'm trying to be right there with everybody too. You know what I mean? I'm in the same, we all in the same game right here. Like I said, I'm trying to stack up my funds, get my personal shit together, so I can go hard. You know what I mean? I every stage I'm trying to be on. You know, I'm trying to go Vegas. You know, I'm trying to go up to the AB again. You know, Lancaster, Hollywood, Comp, you know, all around LA or anywhere local. But then also I'm trying to travel and everything. But again, you gotta be smart. All right, this is, like I said, no way. This is Hump Night, but we're talking to artists right now, because we got artists out here listening, man. Y'all gotta, that shit on Facebook or whatever, like I said, it's good. But like Ryan just said, if you can pay somebody to do that shit for you, then pay them to do that, and you hit the street. You get on the stage, you get out there and meet people, yo, what's up, how you doing, this, that, which is why, because, you know, people, like I said, people got to see you, which is also why I'm trying to find a way to get a video aspect to this radio show right here, because I want y'all to see me when I'm doing the radio show. You know what I mean? You just got to be seen. This is why I'm trying to get YouTube cracking. You know what I mean? Check out Dagger's YouTube page. You know, you see us on there smoking, doing music and everything like that. I mean, people want to see you. They want to know who the fuck they're dealing with besides just a picture on your Facebook, y'all. Trust me.
Real trust.
And nobody believes Facebook really anymore, y'all. I mean, just, and y'all,
yo,
think that
at all.
Right. You know, and Facebook is not one of those platforms like that. I mean, it's good, but it's not one of the platforms like that. Like, look at me as far as this show goes. I post up on Facebook all day or whatever, you know, about the show coming on and everything. But the majority of people that I probably listen to or listen to the show is people I email personally. Like, I got their personal emails, or I text them about the show. Like, yo, the show's about to come on. They hit me back like, oh, for sure, about the two. You know, that's what I get, the people I actually talk to. You know, you can post up anything all day. I see people sit up there and post it. And it's funny because, like this, even on Bang Out Radio, right? I get up here and I post some shit about Bang Out Radio. You know, it's a radio show. You see shit going on and everything like that. Now, it perplexes me because I see these people that post up the same song like 20 times through all the groups. They post it up over here, post it up over there, post it up on people's personal pages, post, 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 post. But you can't send it to me one time. You know what I mean? You can't send me the email you want your song play. You know what I mean? Because there's probably a lot of people listening, more people listening on the radio that's going to press the play button on Facebook. You know what I mean? It's just smart in a sense. And I'm not saying I'm the top radio station out there for independent artists. I want to be, and I'm trying to be, and I will say that in other senses, but in reality form, I'm probably not. But I'm trying to get there. Why? Because I'm giving y'all a place to do what y'all should be doing. Play it, recording your music, playing it, chopping it up, promoting. You can do all that shit here. That's what it's for. That's what y'all should be doing. But at the same time, you see that, you know what I mean? You see not that many people come through like that. Not a whole lot that actually call in, chop it up with your boy, you know, put their music out there and talk about their music. Not that many people. You know, it's very few that I can say that actually have called in, you know what I mean, in the history of the year. Now, a group of people listen, but at the same time, like I said, they can hear y'all music. Like, I'm not, regretfully, the type of DJ that I can sit here in between every song and be like, yo, this is woo, 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 and this is they song. You know, I can't announce people's names like that. I can't. I try to post up people on Facebook when I play their music just so I can at least do that, because I'm trying to help. But the best way to get y'all shit, you know what I mean, but the best way for y'all to help is to help yourselves. Call in, talk about your own music. I will give you the opportunity, let people know how they can find it. You know, all that shit. That's, it's just simple.
I want
I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off and all that, but yeah, I want to say, yo, don't be afraid to claim your shit, my nigga. If you got a song up, you doing your thing, you feel like you doing your thing, give a fuck what anybody else says about you. Call and claim your music, my nigga. Let people know who you are. You got a point, a great point, Dagger, because niggas, they just be slacking. They don't want to. A lot of the time, I think people are afraid, like, to just get up there and do that interview or just to talk or whatever. But if you're going to do the music, you can't be scared. You're going to have to be out there anyway.
And my thing is, how are you going to be afraid to talk to me on the radio when there ain't nobody really looking at you, you know what I mean? But then you supposedly all, you know, you get on stage and do this and that and everything. It's like, I don't get that. You know what I mean? I can literally go, if I were to sit here and go through my music, I mean, just off the top of my head, like Lion, Levi Cam, you know what I mean? Aston Martin, of course, my nigga Dustin Morris, you know what I mean? Lael, he called in, that nigga from Australia and shit, you know what I mean? Just off the top of my head, that nigga, you know what I mean? There's a lot more people, but these are people, like I said, anybody, and it's easy. I don't understand how much more easy it can be. You know, I don't. It perplexes me. And it's not like I'm the worst person, it's not like I'm the worst person in the world to talk to, but again, y'all just don't. People just don't realize, like I said, I'm doing this, it is partly for me, like I said, it keeps people going crazy, gives me something to do, but again, I'm doing this for y'all, you know what I mean, so y'all can get out there, so more people can hear y'all music, including me, I'm in there too, like I said, but we in this together, I'm just the person running the show, but like I said, I'll try to get my music heard as much as possible, you know what I mean, and the funny thing is, if I wanted to be that type of nigga, I could be, I got enough music where I could play this whole show with just my music, you know what I mean, but I ain't that type of nigga. You know, I said it ain't all about me. You know what I mean? But I could. And that's why my music is everywhere else that I can send it, because, like I said, I can't just overload this with my shit. My shit's everywhere, too, just like everybody else's. I'm trying to get it everywhere. So, that's just, I mean, just on some
matter of fact, my fault. Yeah. If you have your shit on sites or other places, other radio stations, you know, send me links. Because I like to put my shit out there wherever I can. So, send me links.
Yeah, I'll let you know exactly where you can put the stuff out there and everything, man. And then, Lion, see, and I'm like, Lion, you hanging out to that man? You the good guy, man. We're going to talk about relationships. We got off to the music tip or whatever. But, you know, every now and then, motherfuckers got to know, you know, artists, you can't, they don't get it. They shit's always supposed to be handed to them. As much as we try to talk to people, you know, they're going to do what they want to do. I just don't know how much more easy to make it. But you hanging out for the night, or you got other things you got to do?
I was going to go hop in the shower, but I think I'm going to chill out because I haven't been on for a minute, so.
All right, for sure, because we're going to get back into the relationship talk with my nigga Lion, got Queen V hanging out, and since I got my nigga Lion on the radio, see, I never did get the chance to play this one was always a good one that I did like Lion. I never really got a chance to play this, but here we go, straight out the Lions then, Mrs. Jones, let's go.
Oh well, for better or worse, you still came in my rhymes to better or verse. would be the best I ever had or the best I ever smashed, cause we did it. There was too many critics. Hit the school campus, there was too many niggas. Who would have figured you'd be the one that I doubted? Maybe I allowed it, let you get away, but I doubt it. You follow what your heart said, I follow where my heart led. Two different lives, two different minds, too many problems, and so little time.
My name is,
you already know,
2A.
Let's go.
Also known as Lamborghini Arnett.
2A.
I done blew the whole Twitch pack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I killed the whole six pack. I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right now and I ain't coming back. I done blew the whole Twitch pack. And I killed the whole six pack. I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right now and I ain't coming back. I'm so gone, I'm so blown. I be off that I be off that drone. I be off that whatever you need it, I don't care. I be off that baby, you can hit me, I'm a hair. I be in the lair, you be outside. I be in the thing, baby, tryna get a ride. We don't even trippin', we ain't stressin' about these bitches, cause I'm tryna get my dough and all these niggas got me trippin'. Everybody hates on the DRE, Dr. E, nah, nigga, not me. I ain't come to save a bitch, nair save no nigga. If I do get on, I ain't helping you, nigga. Fuck a hater. I done blew the whole Switch pack, and I killed the whole six pack, I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right now, I ain't coming back, I done killed the whole Switch pack, and I killed the whole six pack, I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right now, I ain't coming back. Sometimes I sit back and wonder why am I here. Sometimes I sit back and wish I was up in the Lear. Sometimes I sit back wishing this Lamborghini in front of all of these videos and all of these bikinis was me. But really in reality it ain't. And they see on TV and they think I'm trying to be fake. And I say, nigga, please don't hate. And you say this is nothing, nigga, I say don't take it the wrong way. You fucking haters can kiss me later and see me now. You fucking fakers, my money coming long, but it's kinda slow. And every time I do a stage, I kill a show. I done blew the whole Switch pack, and I killed the whole six pack, I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right now, and I ain't coming back, I done killed the whole Switch pack, and I killed the whole six pack, I don't know why I did that, but I'm gone right now, I ain't coming back. Man, I'm gone with the wind, so where do I begin? I love my enemies, so I treat them like my friends. Man, I'm focused like a lens, and we going all in. This is not a fad or a phase or a trend. Got it charted in my skin, and I rep it to the death of me. Take it to the grave, you will never get the recipe or ever get the best of me. I'm freaked and polished, speech like a scholar, but I seen no college. TV giving knowledge, them lips got mileage. Keith Big Wallace, Christopher Wallace. Bitch, I'm the wildest. My life is a movie. This Rolls Royce music is why she tryna do me. But I don't fuck with groupies. I shoot to my nigga Rose. I be with some pretty hoes. Half black and Seminole. Whole bars feelings go. Flow so original. Me giving a fuck about a hater, that's a miracle. Even as a child, never mild with my lyrical. Kinda all around one sick individual. I cock my fitted so far to the right. These haters out my motherfucking sight. Cause I'm so gone.
All these chicks want to do is talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never going to score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Prophet Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the great conception.
The great what?
Contraption, what?
Yes, tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must be the vessels and the... Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is very good that the beloved and Prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
This your boy, KY's the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hub Night, with the Daggers.
But when it comes
Bang
down,
Out Radio.
Excuse me, y'all. Yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesday's Hub Night, Dagger, Queen V. Still good?
Of course.
All right, Lions Den, still in the building.
Hold on, I got to...
yeah, I'm hitting the blunt, my fault, buddy. Man, I'm over here. I'm glad you got a blunt, man. I'm over here, man. I feel like a total crackhead, because, you know, it's like I said, all I got is roaches right now, but I had to smoke them out my little pipe and everything, you know what I mean? But,
I'm on the teeth on the bottom of my grinder. That's what I took, and I mixed it with a little bit of tobacco, and I'm blowing that down. I'm on the low right now.
I just hate feeling. I feel like a true crackhead when I have to smoke weed off this pipe and shit, but fuck it. You know what I mean? Niggas got to smoke. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. That's how we get down there. So hold up. I know what this is. Am I A checking in the building? Hold up. How you doing, M.I.A.? How you feeling?
What's up, Dagger, Lion's Den, Queen V? I'm over here chilling with Cecily.
What's up?
Got off work and shit. Sipping on that pizza Amsterdam.
So jealous. But let me also real quick shout out to also as well. I want to give a shout out to K Wise again. We're talking about people that's actually called into the show, like K Wise, the whole Self X Crew, and they check in with your boy Andre Arnaz. You know what I mean? Just a young tip. Just a peel on top of my head. Okay, that's all I can remember right now. Y'all got to excuse me. You know, I'm slow sometimes, man. Like I said, no disrespect to anybody that has came through the show that I ain't saying nothing to right now. But like I said, I'm trying to remember. But
as a matter of fact, Dagger, when I sent in my mixtape, there's something that says, what is it? I think it's Bang Out. I think it says Bang Out intro or something like that. I don't even know if you played it. I made that just for the intro of your show.
No, I got it. I'm actually while dudes hang out. We're gonna let it be the outro today. Don't even trip. I got that though. Go. I did play it though. I have played it a few times. Like I said, it has been a while, Lion Sheet, man, but it's okay. You've been busy.
Yeah, it has. It really has, man.
But no, man, but back on topic real quick. You know, we over here talking about relationships and, you know, where people go with this. Now, Lion, you know, I know you the man. You know what I mean? Are we on team single right now, or are you got somebody? Or where you at right now? It's always a question.
I got a special someone that holds me down, but I mean I'm a free man.
Okay, I get you. But now see, here's the thing. Now it's weird to me. What the main reason why I think I'm gonna have trouble being in an actual relationship because I'm just, well, number one, my biggest thing, I got real, real serious trust issues. I mean, dumb serious. Oh man, and that's like really the hardest thing for me to deal with. It's not really trust issues where I'm the type of person that'll sit here and get irate with a girl, this, that, and everything. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Where are you going? Everything like that. But just the thoughts be in my head, you know. I can be real possessive at times, you know. And it's weird. But again, I think I'm justified in that because, I mean, I feel if you're in a relationship, you're supposed to be possessive of the person you're with, right? I mean, am I wrong
right
with that? Or?
No, okay. To a certain extent, you can't be like super jealous where y'all can't do shit together, and it's just real awkward, you know, because it's not gonna be a good relationship.
Well, I don't mean jealousy, because I mean there's a difference between jealousy and I believe, because you know, and I can be jealous sometimes, but you'll never know that I'm jealous. You know, I'm that type of person. It's like, because I don't do shit to people that I don't want done to me. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at with shit. It's like I'm not gonna sit up here and question you about what you're doing and everything, because you damn sure ain't about to question me about what I'm doing. But my thing is, I don't give me a reason to question you.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
I feel that, you know, don't
be getting phone calls and text messages and you hiding and you doing all kind of stuff like that. You know, then I'm gonna question you.
If you doing weird shit, then you see me even more so. See, I'm the type of, this is what always fucks me off too, because I like to watch. I'm a watcher. You know what I mean? I'll let you. You know, if you want to talk on the phone over there or something like that or whatever, I'll let you do that. If you do that a few times or whatever, you know, then I'm gonna start noticing shit. You know what I mean? I notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know?
For real.
Go ahead, Amaya. You have what? You been in this situation before?
It's very, it is kind of very uncomfortable sometimes when a person is on the phone, you know, especially when y'all together. Like, if he's having an outblown conversation with another female, you know, it'd be like, damn, what the fuck, you know? But if he's just on the phone, like, whatever, you handle business or you talk to your family or whatever, I don't have a problem with that. You know, just show respect because I'm not afraid to just sit up and be on my phone when you're in my presence. Like, for real, ain't nobody important if you're there, you know, especially if it's a relationship type thing. If I'm fucking with you, like, come on now, homies, all that, gotta wait, you know.
I mean, but yeah.
It's ain't about business and money.
Because I just be trying to figure that out personally myself, because I, on one hand, and I also feel like I'm not going to settle. Like, I got real, real strict guidelines. If you want to claim you want to, like, be with me, like, you my girl, like, all this and that, I mean, there's, like, real, real strict guidelines you got to abide by. And my thing is, some people say, like, I'm too strict on
some
things.
What are some of those guidelines?
Other people say, like, you know, well, you're not supposed to settle. I mean, you're supposed to know what you want, and then if you can't find what you want, then, you know, then that's just what it is. So, I mean, I don't know. Well, some of my street guidelines. All right, well, we already know how I feel about the sex policy, which I don't think is that bad as far as the relationship goes. If we're in a relationship and we're together, that means it's in-house pussy. That means I need to fuck whatever I want to unless I can't fuck. And then there's other ways that I can get my bust, that I can bust my nut that you're responsible for. That's just number one on the sexual tip. We'll just leave that there. I think I've explained that many times. But
to be honest, I'm honest. I'm going to tell you what it is, straight up, so you never have to question me. If you have to question me, it's your fault that you're questioning me, because I'm going to tell you what it is. If I do something, if I make a move, whatever it is, I'm going to let my shorty know what it is. There's nothing to hide, point blank, period.
Yeah, I believe that's better when you just let it be known, because it's like, all right, at least you know what you're getting yourself into.
But here's also the weird part on that, too. I mean, like, as far as I go, because, I mean, when I'm working or I'm doing stuff or whatever, I mean, I don't really got time to be like, you know what, babe, I'm doing this, that. Whatever. I mean, sometimes, I mean, it may sound weird. Oh, wait, let's backtrack a little bit. Has anybody been in this situation before? Because I find myself in this a lot lately, too. It's like, because as much as people be out here lying, like I said, keep it real, be honest and everything like that. Now, I'll be upfront and honest, bluntly, everything like that. I have been like that for a long time now because I've been on the other side while I was doing, saying whatever I could to get whatever I wanted and everything, and it wasn't all good. All right, so I'm doing the right thing now. But it's just funny because you ever been in a situation where you're telling somebody the truth and they swear up and down that you're lying? It's like you almost wish I had lied to your ass in the fucking first place. I've been in that situation before. I was just recently in a situation like that.
Like, I could have, like, but my ex dude a couple months ago, like, he swore up and down. I never lied to him. Like, I never had a reason to. If you asked me a direct question, I told you straight up. I never had to lie to you about nothing. But then when it came back around, it was just like, oh, you're a liar. You lied to me about this and you lied to me about that. And I'm like, wait, like, you never caught me in a lie the whole time we've been together. Now all of a sudden I'm a liar because somebody else is trying to tell you that I'm a liar, somebody who's never had a conversation, been around us while we're doing this. Now all of a sudden I'm a liar because somebody else told you I'm a liar. Like, that's crazy to me.
That's crazy.
That's too much.
I just find myself now, and it's just funny because I find myself now a lot. It's like, I just don't, this is why, like I said, I don't say anything. Because one thing that pisses me off even more than people accusing me of something I didn't do is people calling me a liar or something like that when I've sit here and told you the truth. Like, this is, you know what I mean? If you don't want to believe me, okay?
Sometimes people just can't handle the truth. That's where that comes from. You just can't handle the truth.
So it happens then like this, and okay, so then if people can't understand the truth and they don't want it and they don't believe the truth,
then they don't want you to lie.
Then that's what I'm saying, but they don't want you to lie either. So you don't want me to lie to you and the truth you don't believe. So it's like, what the fuck?
You can't win for losing. You just leave crap like that alone because you can't win for losing.
Yeah, I feel things like that happen when you're not really communicating and you're not spending time with each other, because if you're spending time with that person, then you basically kind of know how they are and what they're doing, you know? So it's like, if I'll tell you something, that's what it is, you know? But if you're being fake and you beating around the bush and you're trying to act like this and you're trying to act like that, something that you're not, of course you're going to get caught up in a lie. Or, you know, if you just not having a good communication with that person. If he's doing something else, then he's going to automatically say you're lying and try to make you feel bad. And sometimes you just got to be like, okay, yeah, I did it. Fuck it. Oh, well, you know. And you know you did good, though. So sometimes you just got to chalk it up.
That's
like,
the number one thing that's the hardest thing for me as far as, like I said, I got real, real, real deep, serious trust issues. And it's not really just, and it's just because, like, I've been in situations where I've done everything humanly possible to hold something together, you know what I mean? And then just got totally, like, dog. Like they always say, the good guy, girl just told me this yesterday. Like, I said it, like, the good guy always loses. Because she was complaining, she was telling me something about her ex and everything like that. And she went through this and that and everything. And I'm like, okay, well, you still talking to him, you still trying to see what's up with him and everything like that. But if it's not worth it, then, you know, you should just walk away, cut it completely clean, and just move the hell on, you know?
You know, yeah, that's totally right. If it's not working with the ex, don't do it, because you don't realize what made you not fuck with them until you actually get back around them. You think everything might sound good. Yeah, you do miss them. But, shit, when you get around that person, you're going to be like, fuck, this is why I don't fuck with you. We always fighting, arguing, like, we don't get along. Like, fuck, you know? So it's just like, I feel, just move on. You know, it's all right to talk to an ex, but they got to know their ex straight up.
Oh, well, that's the question. Now, there's one thing I want to ask as well. Like, can you be friends with your ex? I don't think that's possible, personally. I just think, like I said, especially, and there's a difference in exes. Like, I mean, if you've been with somebody for, like, my longest relationship was, like, 5 years. 5 years, you know what I mean? And then it just ended, like, totally bad and everything. So, to try to go back.
I mean, if it ended bad, then, you know, I don't know, y'all shouldn't really be friends. You should forgive it and move on, but, nah, don't be friends if it ended bad.
I mean, like, me and my ex was on and off for 4.5 years, and we tried. I mean, we tried, and it just, I don't know. I don't think that's a good idea, because then girlfriends get mad and boyfriends get mad, and, you know, when people be trying to move on, it just turns into a whole other situation when everybody find out, you know.
Yeah, it can.
I mean, I don't know.
That's why you got to keep it to a distance. When you're ex, I keep you to a distance. You can call, check up with me, like, what's up, how you been, whatever, if it ended good, if we had a nice relationship, but we just couldn't be together. We had a good friendship, but it's the relationship part when we had to be together, talk to each other, go out. That part didn't work.
I can't even agree with you on that part, because sometimes you just, you have to cut it completely clean. You know, you gotta leave somebody alone for real, because, I mean, that person just may not be good in your life anymore. You know, certain people are in your
totally
life for a certain amount of time, and then they gotta deuce. You know,
it's a season, it's a time, and it's a season. You know, that's why a lot of people is having babies and just fucking around, because it's like you really don't know when that person or what that person is in your life for. A lot of times we may look at a relationship like, yeah, I want you in my life because I like you, because you do this, that, and this. But at the same time, you have to see why that person is really in your life. You may like them, but it can be because they're in your life because you need to learn something from them, or they need to learn something from you other than fuck buddies, or, you know, that's why people ain't friends and we can't get together and kick it no more, and relationships is going bad because people don't take the time to get to know that person before they just say, oh, I like you, I love you, I want to fuck, or this, maybe, or whatever, you know?
And that's another crazy thing to me, too. What's up with everybody meeting and knowing each other 3-4 months, and then all of a sudden we in love and let's get married and let's have babies? Like,
Hold on, wait. Okay, now, I like that question. We're going to get right into that when we get back. But I want to ask Lon before we go to break real quick. Lon, what's your viewpoint on the exes, man? Can you deal with an ex, man? Is that something, does it depend on the ex? Is that something that you completely walked away, or what?
It depends on the ex. I have a few exes that are friends. But, I mean, we keep it cordial. We keep in contact. We still talk and all that. But, I mean,
did you say,
there's just certain things that you can't work out. Like,
you can't be around that person for a certain amount of time, or you argue because you don't have the same point of view. But as a friend, you don't really have to. You're not. What do you call it? Shit. Basically, you're not accountable. I don't have to answer to you because you're just a friend. Now, if you're my girl, I have to answer to you. You dig? But when you're just a friend, it's like whatever. So it just all depends. Because if I get into an argument with you and you're just a friend, okay, I could just bang the phone and we could just talk whenever you calm the fuck down. If you're my, I got to sit there and try to work it the fuck out. So it is a difference. I could do it. I do it. I mean, any girl that I talk to, I let them know ASAP. That's just me. I'm going to let you know ASAP up front, straight up. This is what it is. If you don't like it, you can go. Like, that's the end of that.
Yeah, point blank period, man. Okay, all right. We're going to get into Daggy's Double Play real quick, and we're going to bring up the topic that my co-host was talking about, because I like that. Because, these motherfuckers met each other from 1 month to I love you, woo-woo. And, nah, that's some bullshit. We're going to be right back and get into that, all right? This is Daggy's Double Play. Be right back.
Are you with a girl? That's what I need. I need a witty girl that knows how to please. But if you ain't witty girl, then you can be on your way. But if you're witty girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play. When I'm alone in my zone, I think about when I'm on. All the precious lessons, sessions for getting some dome. All the girls that I had, all the lives that I touched, all the late night hassles and all the big booty sluts. I sit back and I laugh, proceed to smoke some weed. I visualize the one, the witty girl that I need. If I did it, she with it. If she with it, I did it. If I got it, she did it. She like the way that I spit it. She shy and timid, but with whatever I say. And if I get her alone, we gone for more than a day. If she like it, I love it, then I shove it inside. And I ask her, whose is it? And she tell me it's mine. She be rubbing my back and she be rolling my weed. She be making me food and I be making her scream. Light skin, thick with hips and long hair. I need a witty girl with her dub in the air. Are you with a girl? Cause that's what I need. I need a witty girl that knows how to please. But if you ain't witty girl, then you can be on your way. But if you're witty girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play.
Sometimes it makes me laugh when I think of all the girls from back in the past, rainy days and sunny days. Boy, I had a blast, but 365, I was about that cash. So if you with it, you with it. This witty girl came to get it. That broad don't fit them titties, they busting out, that's ridiculous. Stunning through the club, Sin City or the mall. Drawing crowds with expensive style, with a tent to fade off. She ratchet in the streets, the woman in the streets. She draw the right attention, so I keep her with the heat. I stay riding dirty, cause it's buses in the streets. She had a whole different tone when I called her with her geek. If nothing, keep hustling, bring it all back to me. No discussion if anybody actually came with me. We lined it up in the seat. Now she low riding dirty, trying to give it to me. With it,
with it, with it.
Are you with it, girl? Cause that's what I need. I need a witty girl that knows how to please. But if you ain't witty girl, then you can be on your way. But if you're witty girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play.
Like Lionel Richie, but your pussy be calling me, like come and get me. That outfit you in got me thinking, how can I set some trends? Fit you in, bend a corner, get a room and get it in. What's love got to do with it? We's grown folks. Fist a drink, kush the blow.
we stay on. She said she wanna make love to a Scorpio. Call Romeo, fuck her life, we belong in a hardcore porno. Good and I get on stilettos, rocking dresses better than them top models. Deep throat, and smiles, bitch, she forgot it. Serious rider, Mac and Ryder, Terry the answer. Cushion, Molly, struck because your mama was happening. You in the presence of a full-blown grinder. Body on point, but she shy for a side. Even though she from the birds, I'm in the hood with the trifling. Spirit don't have a chance, she was turned off by a rider.
Hey, little girl, cause that's what I need. I need a wedding girl, cause that's what I need. Show me what that pussy's about. I'll lick it, stick it, rub it, flip it, make it drip it, stretch it out. Rookie, no, that isn't me. I'm 40B, I aim to please. I hope your hair is really yours. If not, I'm pulling out your wig. So make sure it's so tight, like I want that pussy was so when I'm
way up in it.
Pussy flowing like Niagara Falls, sucking dick and licking balls. When I call, she always answers. 40B, he takes his time. Dagger fucks him hard and faster. If you fucking on a boating, girl, you call me Captain Stabbing. Fuck her mouth like it's a pussy with it. Girls be ghetto gagging, booty clapping.
Damn, it's cracking. With it, girls.
It's what we do. Be with it, girls. We fucking girls. But girls, they fucking with it too. They pussy shades are very trim. I love it when they body smooth. It's looking good. It's smelling right. I eat it, girl. I like to drool. Maybe do some crazy shit like busting up and leaving it in. But it's in her mouth for rats. No way she getting pregnant.
No,
it's
with it, girl.
Cause that's what I need. I need a with it, girl. If you ain't with me, girl, then you can be on your way. But if you're with me, girl, then come on, let's play. Let's play. Let's play.
Kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't wanna begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use EDP to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no.
Backup.
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, he wants your Facebook link. Spending all his money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wetter.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
he
get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it
when
I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it when I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Come on,
hey baby, how you doing? doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I find my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. I'm sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, all right,
I'll beat
you up.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I ain't that yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right? Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie, high heels, thong on, booty so jiggly, titties sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waited long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach? Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. Wetter. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that it ain't that big.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, might have
some. He get you wet, I get you wet.
Normally I play a cartoon right here. I'm gonna try to play one. Hold on. Is it gonna go? All right, wait. Come on, you can do it. Yeah, see, I told you I'm trying to steal people's Wi-Fi, man. That's what I get for trying to steal, but fuck it. We back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen B, still good? Queen.
Hi. Had it on mute.
Okay, Queen, still good. Am I still in the building?
Yeah, I'm still good.
Hold on, trying to get the line back in here. Hold on. Hold on. Come on. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. I know you can do it. I see you do it. Try to talk to my equipment. You know, like when you talk to your car, talk about trying to get the start and everything like that. It's like, come on. You can do it.
Like, that's at work. You can do it. Come on. Let's go.
But no, this
you
is why
can
I can't
do it.
This is why I can't wait to, like I said, get my shit situated all the way where I could be stationary in my own spot with my own Wi-Fi plugged into the wall so I don't got none of these issues and shit. But hold on, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to get Lion in. But until we get Lion back in real quick, let's just keep it going for right now. I'll jack him in as soon as we can. But as my co-host said, the dreaded L word, this love thing, like, oh, man, motherfuckers have no idea what the fuck love is. You know what I mean? And that's just how I feel. People say they love all kinds of shit and really have no idea what, like, true love is. Like, I can say I've been in love twice in my entire life, twice, literally in love, and it's because of those two reasons that maybe I got a little, I'm a little heated about shit nowadays, but twice, and both of them fail. And... But that's me. You ever been in love, MIA? You ever been in true love, in love?
Yes, I've actually been in true love. It was so crazy because, like, when I met him, it was like I automatically knew I love him and I want to be with him. Like, and we actually was together for, like, 6 years, like, for real, off and on. So it was crazy, but, you know, it didn't work out. But it was real love. You know, it was to the point where, man, it was good, you know? And then we explained it.
Well, we got Lion back. Lion, ever been in true love, man? Like real love?
Like twice.
2 times, huh? Basically, so. Ah, man, I don't know. And Queen, ever been in true love?
I was in true love. I don't know if he was in true love, but I was.
Okay, now, if I may ask, let's go back around real quick. Now, MIA, what happened? Was it one of those, like, you just decided y'all should just part ways? Was it?
Well, what happened was, first it was puppy love. We was both young. You know, we was 13 and 14, you know what I mean? So it started off as puppy love. And then as we got older, I realized he was just, like, crazy, like, on some gangbanging, like, I want to murk a motherfucker type shit. And I'm like, you know, the bitch, quiet, like, oh, I just want to do this and do that type of, you know, girl. Like, I wasn't into all that violent shit. So it was, like, it was a good relationship. Like, we did things we could together. You know, I got along with his mother, his sisters, everybody, his whole family. So it was a real good relationship. But, you know, as we got older and we started really knowing each other and learning each other, it didn't work out, you know, and I realized that I want a new love, you know?
Well, but also in the same sense, you know, kind of, like I said, also when you're younger.
But it was real.
I mean, it was real, but then you don't really know yourself when you're that young. You know what I mean? You have to, you know, you don't know what you want out of life. You know, you gotta grow up. That's why I didn't fall in love until I was, like, later on.
No, but it's still, I say it was real because it's still lasting, you know. I still talk to him to this day, you know, but we just can't be with each other because of, you know, the shit that we already been through. I feel like I already been with him. It's not going to work out. I had my chance to really figure out what I want in life. And now that I'm a woman, you know, I know what I want and I know what I need. And trust me, it's that ring, you know, is to be in love, you know, with somebody and to do whatever it takes for that person, you know, no matter what, the unconditional love, so.
All right, Lion, what happened in your situation, if you don't mind?
I don't know, she was just deceitful. Like, I don't know, the way that I've been, I can't say that I've always been that way, like, just straight out honest with everything and da-da-da. I think she really took a lot of me and brought a lot more of who I am now out of me. Like, my whole trust issues and the way that I act and do my own thing, how I carry myself and everything. I think she brought a lot of that out of me. That was one of my worst relationships ever. It was one of my best but worst relationships ever. Like, I was in love with her. Like, I wanted to marry her and everything, but she was just keeping secrets, lying about things and dying. She never cheated on me. But, I mean, what she was doing, she might as well have been cheating on me. Like, that's the way I see it.
Oh, okay. So it's like you didn't cross that line, but fuck it, you might as well have. Well, at least you didn't cross the line too, boy, man. Shit, I got it, man, but we're not getting to me yet. Queen, what happened with your situation, Queen?
I don't know. I was younger. I was 16. And, I mean, like, the way the story goes is crazy. Like, I met him. I was getting ready to move out of state anyway, and I was like, I was just playing the game. I was 16. I was like, I'm finna leave California. I'm out of here. It was summertime. I was like, this summer about to crack. I ended up meeting him through a mutual friend, and, you know, we got together and stuff. I ended up leaving, but when I came back home, he was coming out of the, well, he was graduating from the military, and I got an invitation from his mom to go to his graduation, and then it kind of just went from there. I mean, and what ended, I mean, we went through a lot. When I say a lot, I mean a lot. Him getting other females pregnant, me just throwing money around just because I had it. I was just throwing money. You wanted to go and you wanted to sell weed. Here, boo, I got it. You wanted new shoes. I did that. I did the most. I did it all. When I say I did it all, I've done it all. I've done it all. Anything you can pretty much imagine. Anything you pretty much imagine. I was there. He had me and his girlfriend in the same room with each other, at parties with each other, all sorts of stuff. When I say I've been through it, I mean I've been through it for the past 4.5 years. I've gone through it all. You went and you got another girl pregnant, but your baby mama is mad at me because me and you were together.
Yeah.
So now she won't let you see your son because it's me, because of me. But I mean, it's just a lot. But it ended up not working because he didn't know what he wanted. And I knew what I wanted, and I would set those lines, and you would cross them, but I was stupid enough to continue to take you back after you crossed those lines, and I laid down what I wanted, and, you was fucking up, and I still took you back, and it came down to me or you, and I found something better. I found something better. We still hung out. We still talked, but, I mean, you didn't like the fact that I found something better. And, you figured you hurt me in a different way. And, I mean, and he did it, but I tuck my tail in between my legs and, I keep it pushing.
Yeah, see, man, I don't know. Like I said, with me, shit, man, my first relationship, I was in college about a year, second year in the college, met this girl, and it was my first actual real relationship because I knew growing up I wasn't trying to be with no one girl or anything like that. Because, like I said, I didn't know what love. And also, like I said, being where I was, like I said, when you start off your age as a fat kid before you get cute to girls and everything like that, like I said, I didn't get cute to girls until, like, junior, senior year in high school. That's when I started getting in my cute stage. So all prior to that, it was rough for your boy. But when I got into that, then I was just really awesome. I thought I had a lot of time to make up for it. So I was just like, man, I'm trying to holler at this girl. What's up? Woo, woo, this, that. Because, I wasn't used to that shit. Now, then I get to college, but that's the fucked up part that fucked up. I can say that fucked up my first relationship because the girl I met in college, I don't know what it's like in other places. At least in L.A., around L.A., everybody kind of goes to the same, like, maybe 3-4 schools. If you're in the public school system, there's maybe 3, 4, or 5 schools in the area that you go to, and then, some of the people go from the same junior high to the same high school. Some people go from the same high school to the other college. So, like I said, in the junior, senior year in high school, I built up this rep for myself that wasn't technically that good, but at the same time it was if you was on your player shit and everything like that, which is what I was at the time. So that shit kind of followed me into college, and then in college I really wild out because I had my dorm, all that freedom, this, that. So, I set up some racks in college too. But then I met a girl, like, okay, like, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, you meet that person that makes you think a little different. You realize she's not like other people. She's not, not other people, but she's not like any of these other girls. There are those people that are out there. And it's not just everybody. You gotta know who you're dealing with. You gotta know who you're choosing. But, I mean, every now and then you come across a dude that's like, oh, yeah, you? I want to see what's up. Like, really, what's up? Like I said, met her at a dance, at the school, hollered at her after that, started meeting up with her on campus, and it just went from there. We were together, and then we went together for like 3 years, three and a half, two, 3 years, I don't know, somewhere along those lines. Now, but she's the one I get the most props for. I give her the most props as far as breakup goes, because like I said, she broke up with me, and that's the one thing, like I said, I've been dumped twice. Like, really, really, actually, these are actually relationships. Other times, people just stop fucking with you or whatever. You're doing this, and they get in a relationship with somebody else or whatever that situation is. That's something. I don't consider that dumping. That's just somebody moving on, doing what they got to do. When you're actually in a relationship with somebody, sharing a bed, going to meet each other's family, talking about marriage, kids, all kind of, it's a whole different level of some shit. So, but I respect her because she was the type that, she told me that we were going in different places. She was one of those people that was like, okay, we're growing apart, it's not working out, which kind of fucked me over at the time because at the time it was one of those, I was willing to do what you needed me to do in order for us to be together. That's the type of shit I was on. Like, man, what do you want me to do? I'll do it. Let's just work it out. Let's see what's going to happen. That's the type of shit I was on. But for me, I basically couldn't outrun my record that I had built up at the time. Because that's what I'm saying. She kept hearing things about me doing this with this or whatever over here and everything. It really wasn't like that. But my rep was like that, whereas if everybody's saying it, it must be true, even though it wasn't. And we all know how there are haters out there when it comes to relationships and everything. So it was just always like, well, you were here doing this, and then I heard you did this and everything, and it was never like that. But
because at the time that's who I was and that's the image that I had built up for myself, then it kind of fucked me over. And then she wanted to be the type that was like, you know, she started going back to church and everything like that, which I, you know, I have all respect for those that go to church and everything. But again, at the time, even now, I just wasn't ready. You know, I just wasn't ready to do all that. But at the same time, I wasn't holding her back from anything. You know, this is the time when she was like, you know what, we can't have sex that much anymore because I'm trying to wait till marriage. You know, and I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? Like, okay, babe, what else you want to do? Like, you know, is that the type of shit? And I look back like, damn, that's the type of shit I was on? Like, yes, 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 yes. Like, but it fucked me over because it made me feel like she didn't want to take me around her new friends or whatever. You know, now she's back in the church and everything like that. It, basically, like she said, we were growing apart and all that, and now, but it made me feel like, you know, okay, all of a sudden I'm not good enough. You know, we've been together for 3 years now. You know, I done had your back and all this. We done been through all this. But also at the same time, I really think I was just her bad boy phase. Because she wasn't that type of person before she met me. You know, it was just weird. But again, I give her the most respect because when she said she wasn't fucking with me, she didn't fuck with me. You know what I mean? We don't. She walked away, did what she had to do, and she walked.
But you know, that's when you were in love with that person. I was like, damn, like, I really loved it. Like, but yeah, it is what it is, though. Like, you got to give them up.
But I had to respect the fact, because, you know what I mean? I hate those people that be like, you know what, fuck you, do this, that, or whatever, get all in your head, and then the next day hit you up like, hey, baby, what's up, and all that. Like, no, don't miss it. It was just fuck you yesterday. You know what I mean? If you're going to be,
you're gonna be
at least be consistent. That's what I be on. You know how I feel about consistency. Like, if you ain't fucking with me, then don't fuck with me, period.
Yeah, I give it that's true.
Now, the next time I said, and this is in college, and then I wasn't with nobody for like 5-6 years past this, man, because that shit fucked me over like that. Because I was at this, like I said, how do you put everything into something and then have it fail? That's the worst part. But people also got to realize when you're in a relationship, it's not all about this one person. There's two people involved. One person may fuck it up, but it takes two to make shit work, the whole shit together.
It's crazy.
Now my second relationship, this bitch, oh, man. Like, and this is what I'm on point. No, this one, she did everything. I think she was the person that made me pay for everything that I have done to people before her. You know what I mean? And this is what I mean by, you know, because like I said, before I was in a relationship, like I said, I was a nigga out here, you know, if your girl wanted me or whatever, and I knew you, I didn't give a fuck, you know what I mean, fucking niggas, bitches, you know, just on some, like, lying. I was on that, too. You know, like I said, I can recognize liars, and I can see all the bullshit because I used to be one of those people, and I was better at it. You know what I mean? So the shit the motherfuckers is doing now is really dumb. It's like, y'all lying and don't even know how to lie right. Like, but...
Exactly.
But I think she literally, like I said, was the person that made me feel maybe the pain I may have felt, and I made other people feel in relationships. Like I said, I think she was the one. She was that catalyst. I don't know if the right word. Maybe catalyst is the right word. I'm not sure. But I hope everybody's getting what I'm saying. She was the one that showed me what being on the other side of the fucked up situation is. Because you know what I mean. Let's look at this, right? When I met her, had a job. You know what I mean? Was living on her own, you know, had her shit situated and everything like that. So I'm like, okay, for sure. And this is already going on a year that we first meet. Now, within that year, now she wants to be with me. We want to be together. Okay, we're going to be together. We're going to see how this relationship thing goes. But now it's funny because she gets kicked out of her house. She kicks out of her parents' house, so she has no place to stay. So now, and she loses her job. So now it instantly went from, okay, we're on the same page about this. Like, I got my spot, my job, you got your spot, your job, and we meeting in the middle of some shit. So now it's, okay, nigga, what you going to do? Or, you know, now it's become that. Now I got to find places for her to stay. She's not staying with me. Got to rent rooms. Got to find it. You know, I got to do all this. She don't got no job now, so I got to help out with that. I got to help her try to find another job. I mean, this shit got serious, you know what I mean, real fast, real quick. But fuck it. I'm in a relationship. I'm the man. You know what I mean? I'm going to do what I got to do. Did some extra hustles, did my job, you know what I mean? I kept shit done the way it had to be done to the best of my ability. But, I mean, me and this girl went through all kind of shit, man. Like, fucking had to have places to stay. And she couldn't move where I was at because at the time, shit, I was still with my people at the time. I hadn't moved out to my own spot. So But then found a way to talk my people into letting her come in there with us for a little while, and that shit got real hectic because she was one of the type of people that, you know, you want to do, I want to do what I want to do, but you're not realizing the situation you're in now that's not going to allow you to do what you want to do, you know, but then you want to get pissed off about it, and then you want to get mad at people that are trying to provide things for you, and you don't want to, you know, it's just, and then it was also one of people that didn't want to keep a job, you know, she gets a job, and then she don't like the job, so she always find a reason to complain about the job. And don't want to go to the job, but you ain't got no choice but to go to the job. I mean, if you gotta get, you gotta stay at the job if you're about to help me out, and you're supposed to be helping this relationship. But then it's my fault because I basically spoiled the girl rotten. You know what I mean? I'll give my last to that situation. But at the same time, looking back at it, it's like I was doing what I was supposed to do.
So what made you fall in love with her?
What do you mean?
Let me fall in love with is the fact that she was one of the realest bitches I ever knew, though. That's one thing. She was straightforward with shit. She was always honest with me, even when the shit I didn't want to hear. But at the same time, that same honesty is what fucked us over in the end. Because
that's what you had to do right then.
Yeah, that's what I had to do right then. But then it's like, okay, we off and on, you know, I may have done my thing or whatever because I was stressed out. She was. Then we forgive each other, go through it again, you know. I'm not saying I was completely perfect in the relationship because I wasn't. But there came a point around, you know, year three, you know, year four, going year four, where it's like, you know what, we done been through all this shit, you know, fuck them, fuck whatever's going on. Now it's like, are you serious about this? Is this what we're gonna do, or is we still playing? And then at that point, I was told like, okay, well, we're gonna be serious about this. Moved into our own spot and everything like that. I thought everything was gonna be cool, you know, and then I was doing everything properly that I had to do from that point on. And then I got seriously fucked over on all sides of things. Like, I mean, all kind of disrespect. Like, have motherfuckers in the house that, you know, she wasn't paying nothing on in the house, you know what I mean, for shit, but was always complaining every day about something. Had these niggas in the house, passing them off as friends. I mean, shook one of these niggas' hands she was fucking around with while I wasn't around, you know what I mean? Like, I'm at work trying to make money.
Oh, no,
house.
That's
you know what?
Not
you know
damn,
what I mean?
That's not right. Like, what the
wow.
fuck?
I mean, she got me... And me talking about I want to go to the homie's house. I'm driving this bitch to the house. The other nigga that she fucking and everything like that. And just like,
she's just like,
oh hell no,
drag you to
ooh.
The mud.
But at the same time, it's like I can't be mad at nobody. I can, but at the same time, on my end of things, it's like I knew what was going on. And I'm gonna tell everybody this like all the time. Like the easiest person to lie to is yourself, especially when you're in love with somebody. Because you don't want to believe that the person you care about, the person that you put in so much time for, the person you put in all this effort for, the person whose back you've had all this time, you don't want to believe that this person is out there doing all this kind of shit and everything. And you will be blind to that situation if you don't want to face it. That's just me. I didn't want to face it.
Daggers, my situation was quite like yours because me and my ex, we were living together. But she was really putting out for me, and she already told me, like, we weren't going to be and da-da, but we were still living together, and she was dating other dudes, bringing other dudes through, not really all the time, because she wasn't disrespectful with it, and she'll let me know if she was going to bring a dude through, but it made me feel the same way, like, it was kind of the same situation.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we had that discussion, too. Because, like I said, that's why I always ask people, you know, how you think exes are working and everything. Because, like I said, we was in the same house, but then we was like, okay, we're not fucking with each other like that or whatever. So then it's like, okay, I sleep in the bedroom, you sleep in the living room on the couch or whatever. So, you know, sleeping separate but still in the same bed and trying to cohabitate and make that shit cool. And it just didn't work. Like I said, at least yeah. She told you. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I would have more respect for the situation if I was at least told that. She told me, she would tell me shit, but it would be one of those situations where it was like we would get into an argument about something, and then I'd just be like, you out there fucking somebody. You know, it would be one of those conversations. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm fucking somebody. Then it would be already in the midst of some shit. You know, it never was just, you know what, we'll this, that, or whatever. Because, you know why? Because she knew how I was. You know what I mean? Because that's what I'm saying. People don't like me when I'm angry, and I'm the worst person when I get angry. That's why I try so hard. I swear to God, I try so hard not to get to that point, which is why exactly I would do shit to cover my own ass. Like, if I knew I was getting off of work early or something like that, I would call her and be like, I'm going to be home early, just in case that bitch was up in there with somebody. Because I didn't want to walk in on no shit and, you know, ain't no telling what may, you know what I mean? I don't want to be in that situation because I don't know what may happen. You know what I mean? Especially because the thoughts I was having when she told me she was doing shit in the house and everything like that, the thoughts I had about, man, throwing that bitch against the wall or catching somebody, because we used to live on the second floor. I used to think about hanging niggas off the balcony and shit. The niggas she told me she was fucking up with these niggas live, because like I said, I dropped the door over there.
Okay.
You know, and so, but it's just that when you've dealt with so much pain, it makes you wonder why do you want to go through that again? But the other side of that is I got to admit, there were some really, really good times, you know, as bad as it was, there were some, you know what I mean, you can't appreciate good until you know what bad is, you know what I mean, you can't appreciate bomb until you know what the worst is, so I mean, I just don't know, but at the same time, it taught me, like I said, not to settle. I'm not settling anymore, you know. I'm not gonna tolerate bullshit. I'm not gonna allow somebody to hurt me. I'm not gonna put myself in a situation that I know is fucked up. And what pisses me off still is that I still see people doing that shit. And it's never gonna. Look, there's four of us right here. That shit doesn't end well. It hasn't ended well in any of our situations. We keep going through the same bullshit over and over again.
I know, right? That's why I just want something good. Like, I want to have a real relationship. Like, I'm not saying that the relationships we all haven't had in the past wasn't real, but you just want to have that trust. You want to have that understanding, that happiness, you know, that the bad times, the good times.
But
you just want to have somebody.
I mean, we've all been through something and everything. We've all dealt with motherfuckers and everything. And these people, like I said, we all pretty much good people. You know what I mean? We all have done maybe our share of dirt or whatever. I mean, in general, our hearts have been in the right place. We want to do the right thing. We want to be good about shit. But with everything going on, y'all see, and that's another thing. It's not just what I went through. It's the shit that I'm even still seeing now. You know how many girls I talk to that tell me about their ex-dudes and shit they've been in and shit they've had to go through? You know how many niggas I talk to that sit about and are proud of how they dogging bitches and doing this and everything like that? Like I said, people are fucked up.
People are fucked up because they do fucked up things and they come at things in a fucked up way. Straight up. Like, come on,
so
keep it real.
My original question I asked earlier, I mean, can you ever truly, really, fully trust somebody? Because like I'm saying, that's my hardest thing. And it's like, it's funny because when I'm in situations now, it's like I'm scared to get into the relationship part of it, like the actual relationship, because I feel that changes things.
You know, I can really, truly trust someone because sometimes you have to learn how to let the emotions go. Sometimes you let the emotions take over the relationship. You know, sometimes you just really got to think things out. Like, before you get mad, before you want to break up.
Well, relationships are emotional. I mean, you can't have a relationship.
They are, but sometimes you just got to just shut the fuck up. Like, sometimes you really just got to think about how you're going to react to something, what emotions going to come out. Like, because you have to know that other person, too, right, and what they can deal with. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain for me because, like, you got to look at it how they feel, too. Sometimes you can't just always think about yourself in a relationship.
Well, yeah.
I don't know. For me,
go ahead,
Dagger.
No, go ahead. I wasn't about to say nothing. Go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, well, like, for me, that's why, like, personally, I'm not rushing because I don't, you feel me, like, I don't like that feeling. Like, that feeling is the worst feeling in the whole wide world. That shit sucks.
To feel
like you're not good enough for nobody to love you. You feel me? Like that shit sucks. You feel me? So it's just like at the end of the day, you can't. When you talk about trust, for me, trust comes into one of those things where that happens over time. You can't. I'm not gonna look at somebody and be like, oh yeah, you got 100% of my trust right now. We can go. We can do this. We can do that. Like, you know, like I.
like, I trust you, you know, I feel like I can trust somebody as far as I can pick them up and throw them. And it's not many people that I can pick up and really just toss across the room. You know, so, I mean, but as time goes on, your actions speak louder than your words do, in my eyes. So,
yeah, true.
If I say something to you, or, you know, or I go somewhere with you, or we do stuff, or we hang out, or whatever, and I ask you a direct question, and you tell me the truth, you know, little by little, you start to gain my trust. Little by little, you know, little by little, I can, you know, but to answer your question, can you fully 100% trust somebody? No, but at the end of the day, it comes down to, you know, that person and your relationship with that person. Like, do you know, after all these years, you know, after years and years and years of being with somebody, you know, can, if they never, I can't say never, because people, you know, are always going to do you wrong, but I mean, it just, it depends on the level of that.
Okay,
you know,
that's just like, I understand you with that. That's what I was trying to say too, like, you have to calm down and not rush things. You have to build trust. It comes with years, you know. I feel you.
Easiest thing, that's what I said, but for me, that's why it's just weird, because like I said earlier, I was like talking about, like, I could be real possessive about certain things in a sense, like we could be dating or whatever and everything, but I feel if we've gone a certain level, it's like, hey, I'm dealing with you, and I'm, you know, associating with you, I'm not really trying to deal with anybody else, but I'd be scared sometimes to take that next step, because that's also the biggest saver I have right now, because despite no matter what anybody does, if you ain't my girl, then that's the bottom line. It's like, you ain't my girl. You know, that's like the cop-out. You know what I mean? Like, you get what I'm saying? We can be chilling, we can do whatever, but then if you go off and do something else, or you come at me sideways, or you're doing something else, even if I don't like it or whatever, I can really just bottom line say, hey, okay, you're not my girl. I mean, I can't get really mad about it, and that's just it. So, you know, but it's weird because it, once you give that up, that it's like, do you have the right to flip out about shit? I mean, that's why relationships can be real complicated, but.
I just like to take it one day at a time, just take it slow, you know, chill, talk, have fun together, do things, you know. Then you can build trust, you can build love, happiness, all that. That's how we come together.
Well, shit, I just realized that, dang, y'all, this is when good conversations go, we can just keep talking and talking. Now, like I said, we off to the end of the show already. But what I want to do is, because I want to play some music, I'm going to let the show ride out on some music, and I'm going to let everybody get their goodbyes and everything out now. And just, well, MIA, go ahead, first off, I mean, go ahead, shout out to you want to give to everybody, let people know where they can find you. Then also, I mean, just your last viewpoints on relationships and how they are nowadays, you know, in 2012 going on 13. What's your viewpoint across the board on that?
Man, you know what, Dagger, I really don't even know about everybody else's relationship because I'm too busy working and trying to get my own. But I see that a lot of people is not worried about relationships. They just trying to do their own thing. They're so worried about themselves and their own feelings and emotions. And I just say, just take the time to get to know somebody and to know what you really want, you know. Don't trust everybody because you can't trust everybody, you know, because you can put the trust in the wrong person and think everybody is fucked up. You know, take it slow. Just do you. Be yourself. Be 100%. Shout out to you, Queen V, Lion's Den. You know, we chilling. Solo Monroe. We was making music last night and shit. So it's official. Catch me on Facebook. Got me in So Real. Catch me on Dagger Page sometimes. I'll be posting shit. So, yeah, get it in.
For sure, for sure. And then my man Lion's Den, man. Ed, number one good guy. Go ahead. Of course, I'm going to say the one part. You know, you can Google Lion. You know what I mean? You can Google him. Lion. I know that part. You know what I mean? But besides that, man, let people know where they can get at you, where they can find you at, man. And then I guess, you know, any advice you would give for motherfuckers trying to be in a relationship or something that they should do, shit they should look out for, where you at with that?
All right. Well, like Dagger said, y'all could Google me, Lion's Music, LionzMuzik. You find everything you want to know. Stalkers are not approved. shout out everybody holding it down today. MIA, Dagger, Queen V. I don't know who passed through. Wasn't there somebody else on the phone? I don't know who it was.
No, I was just taking out today.
I'm tripping then. All right. Anyway, it's the marijuana.
It's okay. I mean, yeah, nothing wrong with it.
But that's it. Ashton Martin. Shout out Ashton Martin, man. Doing his damn thing. It's my nigga right there. He hold it down. Besides that, come check me out. New music all the time, man. Yo, just read people. Take your, like everybody else was saying, take your time. Because if you rush into shit, you're just going to fuck yourself over point blank, period. And so many people like, MIA says, freaking people just, oh, I'm in love. I want to be together with him forever. And they end in a month. The fuck is you talking about? Like, just die. Like, oh, man. If you're not together for at least a year, you don't know what problems are yet. Because not everything is going to show within that first year. So, yeah.
There it is. Fuck the truth in the lines then real quick. Good looking outline, man, as always, man. You're more than welcome, and keep sending me that music, all right?
I got you.
Yes, sir. And then hold on. Before we let the call, hold on, Queen, because I got Dagger's former beauty of the week, Miss Dijon, checking in real quick. Late, but definitely it's okay.
Always better late than never. I just wanted to stop by on the show and say what's up to everybody. And I've been listening in on and off for this episode, and I just wanted to just make a little statement, let everybody know really what's going on, how I feel about it. I heard a couple people say they've been in love a couple times, you know, all this and all that. But I really feel like you can't truly be in love with somebody unless you're with that person. So I cannot say I've been in love with somebody. I thought I was in love with that person, but truthfully I couldn't find out, no, I wasn't. But that did teach me how to love. So when I do come across that right person, then I know what to do and I know what to expect and I do know what to look for. I think as all of us being young, grown adults, it's all life experiences and everything that we go through. And it's just, you got to look for the warning signs. You got to know, you know, what's up and what's not right for you. You know, you got to do what makes you happy and don't do just what somebody else wants you to do. You know, you, when it comes down to trusting somebody, that's all up on you. Nobody else can make you trust them. You have to decide on you if you going to trust that person or not, because no matter what that person is telling you, you could choose not to believe it. You know, I swear all up and down, somebody could tell me they've been at home all night, whatever, but if I don't choose to trust that person and believe that, then who's to say that that person really was on earth? I'm going to believe that. So when it comes down to relationships and everything like that, just take your time. You know, if that person is not right for you, get out. Don't, no violent, no nothing, you know, none of that stuff. Keep everything on the up and up and take it slow. Life is about having fun. We're young. Have fun and get to know somebody before you really call that person, you know, your man or your girlfriend or be in a relationship, because that person could be crazy, have your ass tied up in the basement somewhere, and nobody ever see your ass again. So I just wanted to let that be known. And thank you so much, Dagger, Queen B, MIA. It's good to talk to all of y'all. And I will be stopping by again soon.
Anytime. I mean, you want to let people know where they can find you out real quick or anything, like any links you want to give out real quick or something?
Yeah, if anybody wants to get at me, you guys can look me up on Facebook, facebook.com/MissDijon1, MissDijon1, facebook.com/MissDijon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. And then, of course, Queen D, what's your take on me today?
My take on relationships, again, don't rush. Don't rush. Know what you want out of it. Know what the other person wants out of this relationship, and do y'all come together. And I mean, if y'all ideas don't mix, then y'all need to get on out. But at the same time, I'm learning also don't take things from your past relationship and bring them into something new, because you know they all are not the same thing. People are not the same. So you also have to think that way about things. I'm not saying don't be aware of the warning signs, but I'm saying, you know, you can't take the hurt and the pain from other relationships and bring it into something new, because you might have the one staring you right in the face and you fuck it up because of something in your past, you know. Anyway, shout out to everybody listening. Thank you, MIA Lion, for tuning in and listening on the show. Mr. John, thank you for calling in. Let's see, you guys can find me on facebook.com/ColeyBaby, ColeyBBY. You guys can also find me on Twitter at QueenVicky21. You guys can send me your music at QueenVBEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that is QueenVBEE1991@gmail.com. And you guys can find me here every Wednesday from 9 to 11, co-hosted with my boy Dagger. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
All right, John. Yeah, of course y'all know who I am. Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, banging on radio. And it's just, man, when it comes to relationships, it's always a big question mark to me. Because as y'all know, I just really think way too much. And it's just hard because I know exactly what I want. I do. Now, the question is, there's many questions. People say you don't have to go looking for stuff because if you're supposed to have something, then it'll appear, you know, it'll come on its own. You know, you don't have to go and search and things like that. There are other people that will say, you know what, if you want something, you got to go and find. You know, you got to. I just don't know. There's also people that are saying that, you know, you may never get everything that you want, so settle for what you can get. You know, and it's like, I don't like that one. You know, it's just a lot when it comes to actually being in a successful relationship. There are a lot of people in relationships, but it's not successful, it's not healthy, it's not a good thing. They're just there for whatever reason. My main take on everything is just that if you're going to do something or if you're going to be involved in something, then you need to be in it all the way. You know, you can't hold back. If you're going to be in a relationship, then you need to be fully in that relationship, period, or don't be in one. You know, there's no point in half-assing anything. I mean, people are saying we're young. Yeah, we are. We're not in our 40s, 50s, 60s. We're not, but at the same time, we still don't have time to waste on bullshit, you know. So that's another thing as well. People be telling me, like, you know what, you're 30, no kids, you should have kids by now. You know, you don't want to be an old man and have kids later on. I mean, like, I don't know what's in the cards for me. Again, I know what I want. Where I'm at now, it's like I don't want to settle for bullshit. I'm not gonna half-ass anything. I'm not gonna get involved in something that I feel is just, or whatever situation, because if it is a whatever situation, then we can just leave it there and it could be whatever. But where I'm scared, and like I said, I'm damaged. Like I said, I got real severe trust issues because, like I said, I know what I've been through. I know what I've done to people. I know what people are capable of. I know what people have done to me. You know, I hear stories. I listen. I pay attention. I watch the fucking news. You know. People out here setting each other on fire over relationships. I mean, just all kind of shit, all for the love word, the L word, you know, or people going to jail over shit. You know, I was put in jail over my relationship because she said that I hit her and I didn't, but she wanted to put me in jail because that was the only way she can get rid of me. You know, shit. People killing themselves over people. I mean, it's like if all this is what comes with relationships, it's like, why be in one? But then I can answer that too. You find somebody that's really special, you find somebody that cares for you, that's willing to put, you know, you above themselves. Because in relationships, like I said, you're supposed to put your partner above you, they're supposed to put you above them. That way, when y'all come together, everybody's taken care of. People don't get that, you know? If you're not, like I said, if you're not going to be involved in something all the way, don't fucking do it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your partner's time. Don't bring a kid into the world that is going to have a broken family. You know, it's just all kind of bullshit that comes from behind this.
And which is why, on my end of things, I just don't want to, it's like I'm not trying to get involved with the bullshit. But at the same time, again, you find the right person, that shit could be magical. It would be a lot of fun, a lot of smiles, good times, even some bad times, but still, even when it's bad, if you're with that right person, you make it through the bad times together. And the bad times show you where you are with a person. Like I said, when I was going through bad times with my ex, she ran elsewhere and was doing other shit instead of staying there trying to make it work. That's the problem. You know? And I guess that's just where I'm at. Like I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just trying to, I just want to smile. I want to be happy. I want to smile. So as long as I'm doing that and I'm able to do that, then if I'm with somebody that allows me to do that, then we're going to continue being happy together. But if not, and I got to smile alone, then fuck it, I'm going to be alone. But either way, do right by yourself. Do right by the person you're with. If you are with somebody, don't get into something with somebody if you're not going into it all the way. And if you are in it, don't hold your back. Don't hold your back. Don't hold back. You know what I'm saying? Give 110% in everything you do. Your music, your woman, your man, your relationship, whatever, your job, whatever it is that you're doing. Yeah, like I said, if you're not gonna give it everything you got, there's no point in even fucking doing it. Don't get involved. Don't waste anybody's time. All right. So, and again, I'm gonna apologize to everybody out there. I know we kind of got into a conversation right now over here, but y'all know how it goes over here on Sometimes West Coast Wednesdays. Don't bang our radio anyway. Sometimes the music plays more than ours. Sometimes we sit here and talk depending on the conversation, but that's where we're at. So I hope you enjoyed it. Again, shout out to everybody that came through. Anybody listening, Boss Lady, everybody with their music, anybody supporting the show, continue supporting the show, continue talking about the show, spreading word about the show. Because, again, that's all y'all got to do is talk about the show and tune in. That's it. All right? Very simple, very easy. And, yeah. And the next thing I want y'all to do, again, is for all y'all liking it when y'all see it on Facebook, just like it and then go over two more little things. You know what I mean? Just scroll the little mouse over two more things to where the share button is and share it one time. Like it, share it. Like, share, like, share. Very simple. All right? So we'll see y'all on Fuck You Fridays from 6 to 8. You know, it's going to be all talking. I'll tell them what's happening on Fuck You Friday. So if you got something you want to call them and talk about, make sure you tune in. Flash Sunday, 7 to 9. Triple M Show, 7 to 9 on Mondays. And we'll be right back here next week. Dagger Queen, you know, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, 9 to 11 every Wednesday night. All right? This is Bang Eye Radio, Reality Radio, number one place for all independent artists. And we'll see y'all next time around. All right? And we're going to let my nigga Lion close us out like this. We'll see y'all next week, and we'll see y'all on Friday.
Yo, make sure you're tuned in to Bang Out Radio, hosted by your boy The Dagger, 24/7, man. I don't give up for the show on or not.
Don't
go ahead, my sister.
Always tell.